You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 129 of the Wisdom by Wessa show. This is Mike Donnell.
I'm Casey Wilbanks-Coletti.
And this is Sophia Aguilar. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This podcast is brought to you by the Western and English Sales Association, WESA, which provides the world's largest trade events for retailers, manufacturers, and sales representatives of the equestrian industry. In this podcast, we feature exclusive interviews with noteworthy Western and English personalities, retailers, and exhibitors who you've always wanted to talk to. Don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. On our last episode, we mentioned that the manufacturers and sales representatives can currently sign up to exhibit at the August WESA trade show, but retailers can sign up too, right, Sophia?
Yes. So the pre-registration for buyers will open on May 1st and will be available up until July 31st. So that's a pretty long stretch of time, given that it's a whole 3 months. But we do encourage retailers to be fast because some of our vouchers that we give out to all the registered retailers are limited in quantities. For example, the valet voucher for on-site parking is only available as long as our supplies last. So still register as soon as you can.
You mentioned pre-registration. What other benefit do retailers have when pre-registering instead of on-site registering?
The biggest benefit is saving time, which I think is a very valuable one, because when you pre-register, we actually mail you all the badges for your buyers for free to your store. So when you get to the DMC for the WESA trade show, you can just bring your badge, grab a badge holder, and then skip the registration lines, and your badge will actually get you entry to any of the entrances without waiting.
And you can just walk in and just start shopping. No sense to stand in the line.
Yes, exactly.
Can you remind us of the deadlines again?
Yes. So the members can submit the exhibitor contract until May 10th, and then the buyers can pre-register until July 31st, and both can be done on westsidetradeshow.com.
The American Paint Horse Association was founded in 1962 to create a registry for the breed, which today numbers well over a million horses, which can be found throughout the world, including China and Eastern Europe. Today, we're going to chat with Desiree Mills, the association's communications and marketing specialist, about all that, plus the association's retail business, including its relatively new 2,000-square-foot retail space in Fort Worth, its e-commerce business, and the on-site business it does at Paint Horse events. We'll also chat about APHA's Cowgirl Gathering to take place next month in Fort Worth. Desiree Mills, thank you for taking the time to visit with us here on the Wisdom by WESA show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
It's going to be a good show. You and I have talked before. I'm looking forward to doing this interview. There's a lot of things we have to talk about, but maybe for those who don't know among our audience and who haven't followed the equestrian and the paint horse world, give us just a little background and the size and scope and footprint of the paint horse today.
Definitely. So I would be remiss if I did not go all the way back to the beginning. In 1962. We were founded by Rebecca Tyler Lockhart and some very enthusiastic paint horse owners and just enthusiasts. And from there, that was when they really saw the need. The paint horse is so unique, so beautiful, and they wanted to share that love with the world, you know, really give the paint horse its proper due. And from there, since 1962, we have gone over a million horses registered, a million paint horses registered, and used to be purely on phenotype. And now we have, you know, incorporated genetics. We can see the genetics of how the paint horse is created. It's really grown a lot since then. We have over 40,000 members worldwide. We are a truly international organization. So primarily, our membership is in the United States, but we do have members in Europe, Australia, Africa, Asia, South America, everywhere except Antarctica. So we are a truly international organization and really focus on promoting, preserving, and providing meaningful experiences with paint horses in all its forms.
Okay, great summary. And I found that to be quite interesting when you and I talked before. However, the interesting thing to me, and of course, we're part of WESA, the interesting thing is that those are pretty enthusiastic owners. And somewhere along the line, I'm sure somebody at the association said, you know, I'll bet if we do it right, they will purchase paint horse related merchandise.
Yes, yes. So with that, I mean, we have grown to just our specific paint horse branded items because, you know, when you love the paint horse, you want anything associated with the paint horse. And we do not want to deny anybody that ability. So with that, we have our retail space, the Paint Horse Barn Door. And through that, we've been able to cultivate really meaningful relationships with unique vendors through WESA, and really explore the opportunities, the collaboration that has come from that.
So the background of opening your own retail store, I know you were in the e-commerce business before that, and we'll touch on that, but your move to new location, which gave you the square footage, but tell us a little bit about the background of the concept of the store, what's there, the people that come in, because it's kind of it's a retail operation, but it's a lifestyle operation.
Correct. Yes. So our goal with our Paint Horse Barn Door is to provide a glimpse into the Western lifestyle for all of the tourists that come to the historic Fort Worth Stockyards, including our members, because, you know, we are an international organization. And so our members come to us as well. They have that opportunity. So we're located in the heart of the Stockyards, so down Mule Alley. We're literally steps away from Hotel Drover. So we see a variety of individuals from all over the world on a daily basis. And, you know, by including them in that Western lifestyle, it brings them closer to the paint horse, really showcasing the paint horse to them in another way. And so we've constantly been on the look for unique vendors to bring into our store, different ways that we can showcase that Western lifestyle to members and visitors internationally.
Okay, now Casey, of course, she's familiar with that area. And of course, Casey's a true cowgirl, a barrel racer. She's been in that area a lot. She said, I think I know where that is. But Casey, because you've been on the website as well, what kind of shopping experience would this be? You're our shopper.
I've definitely been in the area. Actually, my daughter, she loves the Stockyards. And there's also right there in Mule Alley, like, a bunch of paint horses that you can take pictures by. So actually my kid has like 25 posing pictures in front of those horses.
Oh, we love that. Yes, those bronzes were created for us a number of years ago. They were in front of our original location, and that was integral in our move to the Stockyards. We were the first location to open up on Mule Alley in January of 2020, and we were insistent that those paint horses come with us. They needed to become iconic in the Fort Worth Stockyards.
Oh, it's so cool. Yes, we have so much fun right there. And there's an ice cream shop right close to you guys, I'm pretty sure, because I had to frequent that very much also. But nonetheless, it's just such a great part of town. Before you came on, I was talking about how they have the cattle drive right down there through the Stockyards, I think twice a day. And we were talking about, you know, how busy it is, and it's every day. I mean, you see tourists there every day. It's just, I couldn't pick a better location. I think it's great that that's where you guys are.
Yes. No, it was just, it made so much sense with our move. It's exactly where we wanted to be to really showcase, you know, the paint horse and, you know, meet new people from around the world. It's been a phenomenal move for us.
And your store itself, I know you touched a little bit on some of the products, but really it's a full Western store and there's literally something for everybody. Could you maybe just summarize, you know, some of the things that you carry? Because I see there's women's, men's, kids, also gifts, accessories, just so many things.
Definitely. Yes. We have the whole gamut of items. Like you mentioned, women's, men's, children's. We have home decor. We have incorporated more home decor, more, you know, food items. So we do sell our, you know, specific branded coffee through there. We also have soup mixes, you know, any accessories, any way that you can accessorize yourself with the Western lifestyle. We've pretty much got you covered.
Awesome. And some of that coffee.
Definitely. Yes. No, some of the items are specifically Paint Horse branded. You know, if you want to take that little piece of the Paint Horse with you, but others, you know, we try to branch out as much as possible and just really immerse people in that Western lifestyle.
So neat. Such a great idea. And I was just like scrolling through some of the retail, which I do insistently on this show. It's really a bad habit at this point, but I see something super popular right now is like the boot stitch things, like boot stitch tees. And like you see the boot stitching that you typically see on the toe of a boot. We're seeing it on like the backs of bar stools and stuff. And one of the first things I see is the tees. So you're keeping up with styles. You have like the most popular in things as well.
Yes. Yes. I'm actually wearing one of those boot stitch sweatshirts right now. So
yeah, I'm psychic.
You did. You knew what I was wearing.
You didn't know what kind of show this was today.
So I've got a question for you, Desiree. Has anybody been tracking how many people come through the store on an average week or month or whatever it may be, how many visitors you have coming in?
Yes. So I don't have those specific numbers because it also just depends on the events going on. But at any time, there are thousands of people coming through the stockyards at any given day. Days that you might see as relatively light, people are visiting and they are there. And with that, they are welcome to our store at any point to, you know, shop and, of course, take a tour of our offices and see our space and learn more about the Paint Horse. So with that, you know, of course, I said it depends on specific events. We do have events such as our Cowgirl Gathering and the Red Steagle Cowboy Gathering. And with that, that'll bring upwards of 100,000 people to the stockyards for those specific events. And that's just a fantastic way to further immerse, you know, tourists and visitors to the stockyards in the Western lifestyle.
Now, before you opened the store, people could still, or people who can't get to the store, wherever they are, you have a very strong e-commerce retail business as well. Why don't you chat a bit about that?
For sure. Yes. So before we opened our, you know, typical brick and mortar store in January of 2020, we did have our Paint Horse Barn Door available online. So our e-commerce, and then at our APHA events. So our APHA World Championship shows, our Halter Million show, any of those events we had a presence at so that people could purchase, you know, their branded items, their, you know, anything that we had to, you know, help them celebrate the Paint Horse. And, you know, having that kind of three-pronged retailer has really allowed us to expand our opportunities, really, you know, grow in that relationship with WESA as well.
So if you want to buy something that says Paint Horse, there's no excuse for not doing it.
Definitely
either
not.
You go to an event and you buy it online, or you go to Fort Worth and go in the store, but there are multiple opportunities to buy something. And my guess is that people who do not own Paint Horses, they know people who do. They're buying a lot of gifts for their friends because they know their friends are going to want them.
Definitely. Yes. And being a Paint Horse enthusiast and Paint Horse member, you do not need to own a Paint Horse. I know that's a common misconception that people have that, oh, I can't be a member of the Paint Horse Association because I don't have a paint. You can think paint horses are beautiful and amazing and become a member as soon as you want to. And that's just because you want to learn more about the paint horse and become further immersed in that lifestyle.
And then you're smart in terms of you're also producing events that relate to the paint horse, which, you know, is another, you know, fantastic marketing experience. And this is something Casey probably will relate to more than me. But talk about the Cowgirl Gathering.
Yes, sir. So the Cowgirl Gathering, that was something that we had in mind before we actually created it as an equine association that was started by a woman, by a very strong cowgirl. The cowgirl Western way of life has been very near and dear to our hearts, and we wanted to pay that the proper homage. And so with the Cowgirl Gathering, we started that in 2020 of all years, and it has truly grown into a must be at event. With that, we have, you know, our Essence Exchange. That's where we bring together the greatest minds in the industry, allow attendees a chance to truly connect with them and, you know, get to know them, you know, through networking and learning about their journey in the industry. These could be cowgirls that, you know, may not show on a regular basis. They're the business cowgirls, or they are showing on a regular basis. The whole spectrum is present at this celebration of cowgirls and the Western lifestyle. So we have our Essence Exchange, our art show. That's what we do in conjunction with the Cowgirl Artists of America. And that is an art show completely comprised of female artists. Their art is available for, you know, for bid, and also to, you know, learn more about how they go about the process of creating these works of art. We have a Western fashion show. So that encompasses all of fashion, you know, not just for women, men as well. It's a red carpet event to really showcase that piece of the Western lifestyle. And then we also have, as if that wasn't plenty, we also have additional opportunities for competition. So it's all female athletes. That's in our team roping, breakaway roping, and barrel racing. And that is also a last chance qualifier for the Women's Rodeo World Championships. So it again provides additional opportunities to those female rodeo athletes.
That's pretty impressive. I think this is a perfect example of marketing. I mean, there is an entity, which is the association, and then they have accumulated, you know, thousands and thousands of members. And then they took a look at that membership, which is a captive market mentally, not physically, but a captive market. And then began, okay, so what else can we do that will benefit them, but will benefit us? And someone said, I know, let's sell product. So you did the e-commerce and you started selling at events, and then you came up with this great retail operation. And so then someone, I'm sure, said, you know, if we had some events to showcase where we are now, we probably could, we could let them enjoy it, get them more involved in the association, pay more attention, sell product, and make a bigger impression. And you got the Cowgirl Gathering and the Red Steagall event. So, you know, I applaud everybody in the marketing department for putting together a plan that it all the pieces fit, all the pieces benefit each other. And we're pleased that part of that is your appearance at WESA. Tell us a bit more about what you did and what you continue to do when you're at WESA, what your objectives are to help fill the gaps, but be integrated and let other people in WESA be integrated into the paint horse experience.
Of course. Yes. We are so grateful for our relationship with WESA and the vendors that go to WESA. It has been a truly rewarding experience all the way around. You know, of course, that directly ties with our paint horse barn door, you know, whenever we're trying to bring in unique vendors and really showcasing that lifestyle component. But there's, you know, of course, through the events as well. giving them those opportunities to, you know, further collaborate with us on those events that, you know, are near and dear to our hearts. And we know that it strikes a chord with others as well. With those, you know, with those opportunities, we also have our publications. So we have our, they're both award-winning publications, our Paint Horse Journal, which is our flagship publication, and Chrome, which is our Western lifestyle magazine. And so we use that whole relationship, you know, to its fullest. We really want to help create something that is meaningful, not only for us, but for the people that we are collaborating with, the people that we are working with, the vendors. Wes, you know, that is our ultimate goal, because when we work together, we are stronger.
Well, I mean, I just think anyone who works with an association, whether it's an equestrian association or a Western association, and is looking to decide how they can build stronger relationships, how they can develop growth, whatever. I mean, yours is the perfect model of how someone takes a thought, which was let's have a registry, and then go to what you've done now. I applaud you for that kind of a success. And I've had a great time talking to you.
Yes,
and I'm sure Casey has too.
Yes, let's head to the fashion show, Mike, May 11th.
May 11th. Yes. Well, that's right. I do want to, because this post on April 30th, the gathering is next month. What are the dates next month for the gather?
Yes, for the cowgirl gathering, it is May 9th through the 12th. And yes, you are definitely welcome. You know, let me know. I'll be there with banners and flags and ready to greet you guys and show you the full gathering.
Well, Mike would like to be part of the fashion show, but we might have to try that next year, Mike. It might be a little too late to get you.
I think it's a little too late for us to do that. Oh, I had a quick question. It may be a very dumb question, but I'm assuming in all the competition, they have to ride paints.
So we do have all breed as well incorporated into that, but you do get an extra incentive to compete on paint horses.
Okay. I just thought, you know, I didn't know that I'd ask. Hey, yeah, listen, Desiree.
Not a dumb question at all.
thank you for spending the time with us. You have done an excellent job of representing the breadth and the scope of the association and chatting with us. And we're so pleased to have brought the APHA story to our listeners. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
The show notes and links from today's show can be found at wisdombywesa.com. And of course, we'd love to hear your feedback. There's a contact link on the website.
The Wisdom by Wesa show will be published on the 15th and 30th of every month. You can listen on most of your favorite podcast players, and you can also listen on wisdombywesa.com. Be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Wesa, where the industry meets.